Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, found guilty on all 17 counts as charged, I became a voice for investment clients, a voice for the good investment advisors. The world of con gets crazier and crazier. The formula is the same, it seems, as to how these cons are being discovered. A group of rich people are exposed to be victims of a con who pitched a con line, a product the rich buy hook, line, and sinker, discovered by feds pursuing another line of investigation, in this case, into Russian spying. The feds lift a rock that out from under come crawling convictions against Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, and others. USA versus Paul Erickson was filed by the United States government in federal court in South Dakota. 4:2019, Charlie Rabbit, 40015, was filed April 5th, 2019. United States District Judge Lawrence L. Pearsall, United States Magistrate Judge Veronica L. Duffy, nature of the suit, other. Paul Erickson was arrested April 6. The documents were unsealed same day, yet complaints against Erickson go back over a decade. Erickson is going to trial soon. Feds charged Erickson with one count of money, 10 counts of money laundering. Butina, the woman he was charged with, a flight risk, is charged with conspiracy to act as an unregistered agent of the Russian government, gathering intelligence, and political organizations getting involved. Butina? Yes, Maria Butina, the suspected Russian spy woman. Erickson was a big talker generally. Erickson promised investment client victims big returns. Investment clients are not told of a key red flag alert. Erickson had a regular cash flow problem. The feds lifted suspected Russian spy woman Maria Butina out from under another investigation rock, where feds found two unexpected prominent victims, former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford and Parents Television Council founder Leo Brent Bozell III. Neither are stupid men. Both conned, not by a red-haired Russian, but by the red-haired Russian's boyfriend, their friend. Politics is a small world where people know each other for years, but never really know each other, seen here. Sanford and Erickson go back 30-plus years in the same social circles. Mark Sanford had two separate stints on Capitol Hill, from 1995 through 2001, and then, since, through 2018. Brent Bozell, I knew from when I covered the White House and Capitol Hill. Leo Brent Bozell III, Brent inside the Beltway, an American conservative activist. Bozell served as president of the Parents Television Council, 1995 through 2006, founded the Media Research Center, Parents Television Council, and CNSNews.com. A religious man, Bozell serves on the board for the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights, served on the ACU, American Conservative Union Board of Directors. Bozell, a prolific column writer, Creators Syndicate syndicated, appears in the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Washington Times, New York Post, LA Times, National Review. Mark Sanford and Brent Bozell will forever be remembered as investor victims of Russiagate. Sanford will also be remembered as the guy who invited the Russian spy to his home for Thanksgiving dinner. Erickson asked if he could bring Butina. Sanford's judgment of women has been famously publicly skewed, dumping his longtime wife for a beauty queen he met. Lying to political staff, Sanford was one place when he said he was at another. Sanford said sure to bringing Butina. Paul Erickson is called by the feds a career con man. The 57-year-old was betting 29-year-old Marina Butina, best recognized as being accused of being a Russian operative. In good photos, Butina looks hot. In other photos, Butina looks Main Street. The feds unsealed their search warrant now. Bozell and Sanford are poster boys, showing even the rich and accomplished are victimized too. I tell investment clients I meet, you did nothing wrong, you are human. And I share what former RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, CEO, Chief Executive Officer John Taft testified in the House Financial Services Committee hearing October 6, 2009. Taft said even the richest and smartest of CEOs cannot do what his, Taft's people, Royal Bank of Canada Investment Advisory employees can do. Taft was right. Taft's investment advisory employees are, I'll make that were, protected by Wall Street game playing until I pushed back providing actual RBC fraud documents to legislators, regulators, law enforcement, even to RBC, to the Securities and Exchange Commission, and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. FINRA is a private business. Didn't know it at the time. People are human, the feds say in online advisories on Federal Bureau of Investigation websites. Victims almost never go to look at when they think they've been conned. Wikipedia says Marina Butina is a Russian gun rights activist, founder of Right to Bear Arms, a Russian group. My eyebrows raised, seeing who also came up in the online search, others to look at. Mika Brzezinski, Umarosa Manigault, Anna Chapman, Robert Mueller, Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, Sergei Skripal, Vladimir Putin, and Paul Erickson. Paul Erickson is named as Marina Butina's ex-partner. Point of sharing is this is how tangled the web cons weave gets woven. Anna Vasilyevna Chapman is a Russian intelligence agent, a media personality. Paul Erickson is an American conservative political operative, a lawyer involved in several Republican presidential campaigns, strong ties to the National Rifle Association, subject to federal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 United States elections. Erickson graduated University of Virginia Law School and worked his way up in campaigns from youth campaigns to college Republicans. And Erickson worked as a deputy campaign manager for Richard Viguerie, Vigory had an unsuccessful campaign for Virginia lieutenant governor. Erickson advised Mitt Romney for both of his presidential campaigns. Leading conservative Grover Norquist worked for Erickson, as did Jack Abramoff. Abramoff is famous for fraud perpetrated by political lobbyists. Jack Abramoff, Ralph E. Reed Jr., Grover Norquist, and Michael Scanlon, a Native American tribes who were seeking to develop casino gambling on their reservations. Norquist ran Abramoff's successful campaign to be chair of the College Republican National Committee. And Erickson lobbied on behalf of Congolese dictator Mobutu Sese Seko. For some who want salacious, tawdry dishing, Paul Erickson represented penal separation victim John Wayne Bobbitt, a polite way of putting that you had your pecker sliced off by your wife. Abramoff, Norquist, Vigory, Bozell, Reed are not just names to me. These are people I have met, known over my decade plus in D.C. Known? This is D.C., the District of Columbia, crossing paths, attending conference, or meetings eating bagels and cheese and donuts and coffee once a week doesn't meet my definition of knowing as readers are able to relate to with the rolling punches Mueller delivered to politics one after another after another. Erickson, well, we probably cross paths, not that I would know him, other than as reported in the news, a career con man betting an accused Russian spy half his age, accused of various swindling schemes to get $2.3 million from high-powered conservatives, a number that is most likely off if you're doing calculations the Fed's way. The Feds report Erickson used the money to pay his lover's way through college to live the high life with Butina. The mathematics of investor scams is the reporting agency rarely reflects the accurate loss, more so curates the window of crime time down to match the regulatory agency story the regulator needs told, to match laws that Congress wrote. Erickson's scams had been going on for decades. One scam was a real estate development. Another scam was a wheelchair that let the person use the device to access toilets without getting off the chair. Two lawsuits, one filed in 2007 in Virginia federal courts, another filed in 2015 in South Dakota State Court, shows Erickson used a form letter to attract investments from friends and associates. Don Bennett did that too, a promissory note. Feds found a drawer full of promissory notes. Investment letters Erickson sent to Bozell and the Bielfeds contained identical language. Cunsters tend to cut and paste and marry language from one con into other cons. Erickson's letters said Erickson predicted returns ranging from 25% to 100%. Now, the 2007 lawsuit was filed by Brent Bozell, a nationally syndicated conservative writer and activist. Bozell said in the lawsuit that he had been persuaded to invest $200,000 in Compass Care, which Erickson founded in 1996. The Articles of Incorporation said the purpose of the company was to provide comfortable homes for the elderly, as well as others in need of attentive care, and to provide consulting services. Father-son developer team from Brookings, South Dakota, Dennis and Daniel Bielfeld, filed their lawsuit against Erickson in 2005. That's before 2007. The Bielefelds gave Erickson $30,000. Neither Bozell nor the Bielefelds got return on their principal. Neither Bozell nor Bielefelds got back their guaranteed original investments, and the check bounced. Well, Bozell sued for breach of contract, won a $190,000 judgment, 2008. No word of the $190,000 has ever been collected. Erickson's history, with lawyers withdrawing in trial, reflects the lawyer threading throughout the trial USA versus Don Bennett in Greenbelt, Maryland Federal Court. Defense lawyers demand payment up front. Makes sense. Defense counsel clients have nothing to lose if the felon cheats their lawyer. After all, the client is going to prison. Well, Erickson wrote a bad check to his first defense lawyer. And Erickson's second lawyer said Erickson failed to fulfill his obligations to the defense counsel's firm. Erickson's check to Bielefelds bounced. And Bielefeld said he talked to other victims of Erickson. Early on, I thought he was one of the most impressive people I've met. He's an incredible speaker. He has an aura about him that engenders confidence in those around him. I asked him early on to be my mentor in business, so it was really hard realizing you've mostly been lied to. Steve Kirby's venture capital firm Bluestem Capital Partners lent Erickson money for Erickson's Compass Care. Kirby doesn't talk. Famous victims tend to go dark when it comes to admitting they got conned. Shame, I guess. Erickson, like Don Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, has answers for pretty much everything. Erickson told people he had offices and homes in New York, Los Angeles, in Sioux Falls. Bennett, well, she had homes and offices in Chevy Chase, Maryland, New Mexico, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, and Connecticut. Erickson said, "My business career is not defined by three or four small lawsuits." When I asked hoodoo investment advisor Dawn Bennett if she ever had complaints by clients when I was interviewing her to become my investment advisory fee advisor, Bennett laughed and said, "You cannot be in this business if you have problems with clients." Well, I learned later Don Bennett was expunging client complaints off FINRA broker check, that Don Bennett had a staffer, Mark Collins, working for Bennett Group Financial Services. His job was to expunge bad information offline, he testified in court. 2016. Erickson and Butina, a former assistant to Alexander Torshin, deputy governor of the Russian Central Bank, a key figure in Putin's United Russia Party, co-founded South Dakota-based company Bridges, LLC. Incorporations say nothing about Bridges, LLC's purpose. The question is, under these recent circumstances, with Paul Erickson, with Bernard Madoff, with Don Bennett, with Michael Avenatti even, if there is smoke, there is fire. Where there is smoke, there is fire. Erickson demanded the South Dakota media apologize for reporting Erickson was caught registering dozens of voters without proper authorization as a notary and to obtain a list for the Abnor campaign Erickson was working on. In the matter of Don Bennett, a.k.a. the hoodoo investment advisor, Bennett's crimes were known to the FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, back then known as the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, and known to the Securities and Exchange Commission, back in the 1980s, Bernard Madoff's crimes were known to FINRA, back then the NASD, as far back as 1963. Erickson and Sanford have been friends for more than 30 years, going back to when they were in business school together at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, Sanford said. He said they stayed in touch casually in Washington, D.C., and that Erickson wanted to bring his girlfriend with him to the Sanford gathering. Erickson had a real wheelchair invention. Erickson turned into a scheme called Investing with Dignity. Lutheran minister Reverend Greg Johnson asked Erickson to find venture capital firms to invest in the minister's invention. Reverend Johnson cut ties with Erickson 2012. Erickson kept Reverend Johnson's marketing literature. Erickson kept selling the Reverend's wheelchair to investors, but as Erickson's own invention, touting that former Governor Sanford was an early investor in that chair. Now, Dawn Bennett touted her alleged biosports line and fashion business, providing promissory notes with a 15% plus returns, along with ownership in her DJB Holdings company. As with Erickson, as with Madoff, there was no there. 2016, Joan Salmon reported Paul Erickson to law enforcement. Salmon said Erickson had no interest in Salmon's land. And investors contacted Salmon at some point, saying investors paid Erickson $100,000 for investing in Salmon's residential development land parcels in Williston, North Dakota's Bakken region. Representing the former Governor Sanford put money into the Bakken development. Prior, Erickson ran a similar scam pitching Investing with Dignity. Erickson's third scam, the Fed's search warrant details, was called Compass Care, and it pulled in investment client victims by alleging Compass Care was involved in building and managing retirement homes. A victim gave Erickson $500,000, being told the investor client victim would make a 50% return over 5 years, according to the request for a search warrant. Another investment client provided the Fed's forged papers that alleged Compass Senior Operations Team oversaw 27,000 nursing homes, assisted living and apartment beds in 26 states. No other assisted living company boasts that experience. So the hard task of telling Erickson's investment clients their money was gone was left to the U.S. attorneys and the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, to advise. Lee Schoenbeck, former Republican Watertown representative to the South Dakota House of Representatives, called Paul Erickson the single biggest phony I've ever met in South Dakota politics. Problem is, no one told law enforcement early on. No one got the word out to potential future victims of Paul Erickson. And so the frauds go on. Be good, be back. And please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person, a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off of your time invested and your dime earned. So share our podcast, share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time. I love it on the way I drop.